Like, even if they just... Okay, right now, them niggas playing basically for...
free.
I mean, the way they try to play is like, oh, where they get scholarships and this and that.
But
like,
not
them niggas is
that.
Barely...
They're not there for that.
They're, at all.
Them no, they don't, there they don't give play a ball. Shit.
The majority of them, anyway.
They don't give a shit about what Zion Williamson would like to do academically.
They could easily pay the basketball team or the athletics or whatever the extracurricular joint is. You know what I'm saying? The money's there. Fucking pay them niggas minimum wage. It's a job. I got to come here every day. I got to work. We got performances on Friday. We got, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I ain't with the minimum wage shit. But
I'm just saying, like, that's a better option than what they get now.
I say
fucking shoes and socks.
All the athletes, whatever money. Because you can't, I mean, you can wait it, but you know, it's, you know, they got to, you know, because the money does, probably is what Duke, you know, that school probably brings in however many, you know, much of the money.
Athletics.
Through the basketball program. But, you know what I'm saying, you got to spread it out. So, you know, you can get them a bigger piece of the pie, but however you want to, you know, however you want to slice it. Pun intended.
And that's, that's not just the male athletics too. It's the females too.
Everybody, you know, just spread it out and then give them, what's it called, just open it up. Was it free marketplace or whatever? Like, or whatever the term is where you can do what you can do. Like, if you're able to, you know, if you could put your face on your own shirt, you know what I'm saying, and sell them bitches, that's, you can do that. If a car dealership wanna, you know, pay you to be in an ad, you can do that, you know, because that's on your own. You're getting that off your own. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel like it should go.
I don't know. I just... Not even eventually, but soon they're going to have to figure it out. It's going to have to be some sort
That's
of...
That's what I'm saying. Because you can't pay them in nothing but money. You know what I'm saying? Like when people used to ask me for rides, you know, whatever. And I would jokingly say, but I meant it. You know, my car don't run on gratitude. You know, so them niggas can't make it off of pleasantries. You know what I'm saying?
Cause, I don't know. But they got to figure out something because it's niggas like how you were saying about the ticket prices and shit. Like, this nigga Zion is making them niggas so much money.
For one ticket.
That was probably a resale ticket, though.
$10K who made somebody... Nigga, don't matter. $10,000.
He making them so much money. Like, I mean, like, yeah, the Duke program is the Duke program without Zion, but nah.
Yeah.
Not like this.
Yeah. You absolutely correct. Because Duke is going to sell out rather than
it's going to be without it, but nigga, they not coming to see Duke basketball. They coming to see Zion.
Yeah, these niggas coming to see Zion.
So
that 10K ticket, that they ain't getting that without Zion.
Hell no. Nah. That resale ticket, if that
and that would go to a regular student who paid however much the students pay for that ticket. That's how much that ticket would have been sold for.
Students usually go to the game for free.
Well, that then it'd have been for free.
I believe. I know at OU students go to the game for free.
OU ain't, you know, ain't no fun.
No, niggas used to go to, I don't know, it might have been like $5. I don't know.
Nigga, that's the come up of a lifetime then. If you paying $5 for a ticket and get $10K off that bitch.
Oh, no, that ticket wasn't $5. Hell no. If it was, that's a lit. That's a super lit. $5 investment, you just made 10 off it.
10.
And you ain't have to leave the crib.
10,000 dog hair.
Yeah. No, nigga, not dog hairs. Nigga. No, what episode is this? I never know what episode it is.
I used to know.
It's one of them episodes.
I'm about to look.
I'm DJ Kobe, by the way. At DJ _ Kobe. I'm on Twitter.
Episode 46.
46. Episode 46. Black men don't cheat. You know.
Still not cheating.
Still not cheating. like my dog, not cheating.
Who?
What's the little video?
Who man?
Where is that? What like what platform is that makes that shit?
I don't know. Dana sent me that. Shout out to Dana. He said content for the pod. But black men don't cheat, matter of fact. So here goes a topic. I'll play it, I suppose. There's a clip. There's a young lady. Should I explain it or just let the video play? I think they kind of explained it in the video, right?
Oh, yeah. Let's just play the audio.
Honest and tell me that you're cheating on me.
Is that how we're going to start this off?
Yeah, that is it. We haven't talked about it yet.
I didn't cheat on you.
Excuse me.
I know that you did.
How do you know this?
Because the girl you cheated with, I paid her $50 to hit on you.
Why would you pay a girl to talk to me?
Can we pause it right there?
You were giving off horrible energy.
Just pause it right there. Why would you pay a girl to
just so many levels of fucking insanity.
So you paid a girl to try to get with me. She tried to get with me. I curve her. Then what?
You
paid a girl to try to get with me. I get with the girl. And then what? You just paid a bitch $50 to fuck me?
I would much rather you pay a private investigator so I could shoot that nigga. And snoop it around my crib.
Snoop it around my crib.
You know what I'm saying? I'd much rather you do that. Like, and people don't understand the fear of things like that. When me as a man, I say I fear situations like that. And I know every situation is not going to be like that. No. Being fucking insane. I know every woman ain't the same. I know every woman ain't that crazy. I know this personally. A lot of them are not. A lot of the ones that I encounter and date and involve myself with are not. But I know that some of them are, and I know at some point somebody didn't see it coming. I happen to be very close to a situation, and I personally want to shoot the woman involved. Jokingly, of course, hypothetically, no one shoots people anymore. Not me, of course. Nah,
that's old school.
Yeah, that's cowboys and Indians, I guess. But and it's just like, this could never be me. This could never be me. Because somebody, like, and I'm not violent at all, I don't believe, but, like, you can't. You got to keep your hands off people. Like, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything ain't an argument. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, it was something. I forgot what he said about. He was like, I got some. Okay. No, he said something about a drink. I swear to God on my life. He said something about a drink. And she was like, oh, you don't even drink that. Who been over there? Like, swear to God on my life. I'm like, cuz, are you serious?
Sometimes if I'm at the bar, I just order some shit. Just because it's there. Like, I'd be like, I see somebody else at the bar, I'm like, hey, what is that?
Who the fuck
cares? And then I get that. I don't drink that shit, bitch. What do you mean?
When somebody said, if somebody were to say, man, I was drinking some niggas don't drink some Jaeger, I'd be like, oh, well, you know, why you was drinking that? But if a nigga was like, oh, I bought some Hawaiian Punch, like the green Hawaiian Punch. That shit good. Like, it wouldn't be, oh, who you, why you doing that? Like, what the fuck?
That shit weird. Play the video. Because this shit gets worse.
Oh, yeah. God, we're watching the video.
To me. That's some crazy.
You are giving off horrible energy, but I had a series of events leading up to that.
That's, what do you mean?
You're over there liking all these.
It's for work. It's innocent flirting to help me get clients I am denying because it's not true.
Okay. Sure.
She's a client, and after we were working out, we got food, which was across the street.
That's
where
not
we
what
walked.
She told me.
That's what I'm telling you.
She told me you guys had sex.
I'm telling you we didn't.
So are you saying she's lying?
I'm saying she's lying.
Let's find out from her.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Paula.
I thought he was guilty when he said, oh, my God. I'm like, damn, man. I guess you I don't.
Black men don't cheat. I never thought he was guilty. This is why I didn't think
he was guilty. He looked Puerto Rican anyway.
I mean, it's debatable his ethnicity at this point. He's lighter, I would say. He's got a mashed sweet potato color to him.
Yeah.
You know? But I didn't think he did it because, I don't know, because he was just too firm on it. He was too firm on it.
I thought he did it.
And she paid the bitch, so technically, even if he did knock her down, that was technically like a gift that she
and
bought
that's,
for him.
Yeah, that's why I thought that was the purpose of this video, to like, you know, she paid somebody to flirt with him and the nigga fucked her. But
how could she be mad at that though if she paid the girl to do that? Like, she did what you paid her to do. Why is she
doing this in the first... Dog, if you ever feel this way about somebody, I think you should just find somebody that you don't feel this way
about. Niggas would never do shit like this. Be like, hey, bro, I got 50 for you. See if my girl will give you the net. Like, what type of stupid shit is that? You think that nigga now finna go get his dick sucked?
What if that happened? What if he come back like, no, she ain't do it? And, like, man. And now he about to keep letting your girl suck. Come on, cuz. You're a
stupid dummy.
Come on, cuz.
Like, only, like, no. Niggas ain't, nah.
Man, no.
Continue this video? Because it gets worse. I won't say that shit on play, dog.
No.
And the girl not even cold like
that. So, I pretty much told her that he took me to this really fancy restaurant, and afterwards, we went back to my place and hugged up.
And that he came on to you in the car, and you guys were kissing.
Yes.
Yeah, see?
Why would you sit here and lie?
I lied because...
So you weren't telling the truth?
I didn't think that she deserved you, so I lied.
Oh my God.
Now you look stupid.
She doesn't value the faithful, amazing man that you are. I thought, you know, maybe I have a chance because...
So you thought you had a chance with him, so you're trying to homewreck us so that you can be with him?
Whoa, you homewreck y'all when you paid the bitch.
She lied to my face.
And what have I been saying?
And she still hesitated to apologize.
I'm sorry for doing that and making it go that far. I'm sorry.
I made myself look stupid on the internet.
When I feel like someone's pulling away, I'll just pull.
Like, what? You paid this girl and to steal your boyfriend.
Hesitated to apologize.
Shit is crazy, man.
She still hesitated to apologize. There's no
excuse. And that apology wasn't like sincere. That. It was just
you
like,
brought
well,
me all the way up here.
Well, I'm sorry.
All of this shit. And this is what it is? Like, man.
He couldn't apologize to her like that.
I'd have hopped out of that
chair.
Well,
I'm sorry that I did that to you.
I would have started breaking shit. I would have started pulling shit apart. I would have started turning shit over.
I want to see that. Look, I only seen the clip. I know that the episode is much longer. I want to see what happens.
And she's attractive. Like, that's the worst part about all of this. She's very attractive.
Pretty girl's
so,
crazy.
Like, why is, like... But, you know, once again, there's a real fear of shit like this happening, man. And a little bit of it for me is I don't know, you gotta... Because you can't... Like, she gotta be a touch crazy or aggressive. I don't know if it's gotta be crazy, but, like, you know, it's gotta be that little aggression. Because if she ain't got that, it's gonna be whack. Everything else is gonna be whack. Him.
Like, when they go home, it's probably like a domestic relationship. She probably get physical with this man.
She's been
claiming his innocence this whole time. She paid a hooker to hook on her man. He didn't bite the bait. You feel me? But he still had to go in there and explain himself.
Because you don't deserve a man like this. And she hesitated to apologize.
Well, I'm sorry, so.
At some point, because there's a lot of people out here, you know, who think that the person that they're in a relationship with should be, like, they
the next time you gotta apologize to somebody, if you listen to this and you dub, you know, if you're ever in a situation you need to
apologize. I apologize when I'm wrong.
Just apologize how Shorty did. And it's just for the guys that's listening. Like, apologize how she just apologized to this man. Well, I'm sorry I did that to you. And then immediately make up all
when
the
you had to apologize. Could you have gotten away with that?
Fuck no. That's not even an apology. You might as well not say shit at all. Well, I'm sorry I did that to you, but...
But...
It's always a but. It can't be a but on the apology. It just gotta be,
as
I'm
I was
sorry.
Saying, like, but, like, if you... Like, you can't... You know, like, you can't feel entitled in a relationship. Like, don't nobody owe you nothing or whatever. Like, you can't... You can't behave a certain way because you think you can get away. I mean, unless they let you get away with it, then nothing I'm saying matters. Nothing I'm saying matters. But, like, all that crazy shit, like, just chill. Like, I just, like, whenever I see some crazy shit or whenever I have some crazy shit happen, I just think, like, wasn't it so much better when we was just chilling? Like, when we was having fun? And like, why, like, you did this for no reason?
No, man. He probably ate her booty.
That's what made. Well, I'm safe then, because I don't think that's never going to be, you know,
ever. It's Tuesday. She had put that playlist I made on, and then she had seduced him under the Cardi B Act of 2015.
Cardi ain't do nothing.
You don't think so?
I mean, whatever. I don't even bugging, man. Who cares?
I mean, I ain't true. That shit. I should be feeling like.
I say hoorah even more, because at least she living what she rapping about. Do she rap about doing that type of shit? At least she for real with it.
I don't think nobody rap about, like, drugging people.
Nah, Lil Wayne got, people put Molly on their champagne. She didn't even know it. Well, Lil Wayne got a song talking about using women.
That line was misunderstood.
No, the fuck it wasn't. Took her home and enjoyed that. She ain't even know it. No, but
when he Lil said Wayne, okay, Lil that Wayne part got a song with the she ain't even know it, it's like, man, she ain't even know it was gonna be like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stroke game was official. That's what he was saying right there. Like, he wasn't saying like
he. Lil Wayne got a song. He talk about using women to, you know, seduce men, and he comes in to rob them. Being a secret, my favorite rapper, nigga, he talking about shooting children in a crib. Your baby crying, pop, 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 put something in the crib. What? I don't care. It's whatever. Good for Cardi B.
He ain't going there shoot and rape. I don't know. Kids, though.
She ain't raped nobody. No. I haven't heard any of this as being raped. Like, she ain't have sex with nobody from what I'm hearing. I heard that she was threatening people with trannies, I think.
Yeah, she did say that shit. That's a dirty game. So she gonna get that nigga high the motherfucker, twist it out his mind, and then bring Shorty in.
I mean, look. Bust down. You can always climb. Set yourself up to, you know, get yourself hurt a lot of different ways. And I think the worst way that you get yourself ways. Hurt would be to tranny somebody. Like, I don't think.
To tranny somebody.
I don't think you should do that.
You definitely can't be out here trannying motherfuckers. That's some wild shit to even, like, what'd make you do that to a person? That's rape. If you tranny somebody.
That's how you know that something is wrong with women. Because you'll never hear a nigga say no shit like that.
Like, tranny this bitch. That's not even.
Well, you know what? I take it back. Because. What's Ray the J, equal threat? Ray J threatened.
I mean, but that was to another dude, though.
Yeah, but still. Like, he threatened.
Had him break that nigga.
Yeah.
Stick it in that nigga booty.
He said that?
That nigga Ray J was hot.
Well, I mean, whatever.
That nigga Fab pissed Ray J the fuck off. Shout out to Ray J.
Who was saying, wasn't like 6 Maybachs or something like that?
That nigga said, how you gonna disrespect me and the money team, and we outside with Rolls Royces, Phantoms back to back? Like, come on, man. Relax. It's like 6 a.m. East Coast time.
So it was 3:00 West Coast time, wherever the fuck he was at.
But you on East Coast radio, though. Talking spicy, like, bro, you ain't been to bed. Go to bed, Ray J. That's the problem. You tired.
I forgot we was recording a podcast.
That's how it be sometimes.
Did I shout myself out? Nope. Cool Torrance everywhere. Follow WTMN podcast. Announcement: we're not doing the Jay-Z bracket at the moment. You know,
it's actually kind of difficult. I sat down and I tried to, like,
I think you're making it too hard.
You think so?
Yeah, because I was just going to go. Like, I was just going to do it, and if it looked okay, I was going to go with it. Because, like you saying, it could take a lot, like, to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't got...
Because I'm trying to listen to the verses, and I'm ranking them like, okay, well, this one is...
A lot of them I know anyway, so I can just kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but...
But shout out to Danon. This will be out, but while we are probably taping it, if we end up doing it, but we're going to shoot a Us... review.
Okay.
You know, Jordan Peele.
I'm thinking about going to see it in the morning.
You should definitely go see it and come. Like, if you ain't got
I could probably find a stream of it, though. Like, a legit stream. And I could just cast it to TV.
Hey, wait. Because my nigga Mick got a fire stick, right? He be, like, right. Toting that mug.
Oh, so he got the portable stick, actually.
Yeah, Paul. Yeah. He can, you know, if it's on there, if it's a good one on there.
Word.
You know, but yeah, that's that, man. Look,
I think I'm gonna have to get me.
I want to see if anybody, like I've been, I seen it twice, but like one and a half times. Because the second time I went, I slept on all the shit that I wanted to pay attention to.
Okay. Just
in and out, nodding out.
This girl at the job tried to spoil it for me today. I told her to shut the fuck up and get back to work.
They should have spit in her face. Let her know she ain't nothing. You can't go quiet after that because it'll make it seem worse than what it was.
You know, they like that. That's what makes it sound worse.
Man, no, that take all the bad piece out of it.
They hate that.
That's wild. That. No, they don't hate that.
See, it's not wilder when they hate it.
No, it don't. That sound like a lie.
Stay woke.
I just, like, before you... You... What was you talking about?
Us.
Before that.
What you mean?
We were talking about something before I had gotten to us, and I had shouted myself out because I didn't announce myself earlier.
That was it.
Oh, shout out to Stoner Social, Wes and Courtney. It's actually, Stoner Social is going to be like a little club, I believe. Maybe we'll make it like a smoker's club. If you want to get down, let me know. But so far, you know, we have Wes, Courtney, Cammy, Kobe, I guess, and Dougie.
Cammy came through.
No, but she's a part of Stoner Social. Dougie as well. Shout out to Dougie. Shout out to Nephew. He down with Stoner Social as well. So yeah, you know, Juneteenth. We'll be releasing all of the Juneteenth content. Episodes of Stoner Social. And what do you have coming on Juneteenth, DJ Kobe?
We got arts and crafts. We got a couple more guests. I don't like to talk about the guests because niggas like to not show up. And then I done told y'all they coming, then they don't come. And then maybe it look weird. So, but yeah, we got some shit coming. You know, arts and crafts. Keep looking for that. I'm going to do an episode of arts and crafts too.
Word. Cat going to do one too.
On the game. I don't know if he gonna build. He don't got no thumbs, but shit, I got time.
He gonna load a bong up.
Okay. I got time to watch a cat load a bong.
He gonna hit that bit.
I mean, shit. If you pack it, you gotta clear it.
Ain't that right, Ken? See? What else we got? Your ass about to go to sleep.
I can talk about,
Didn't you roll?
Yep. Motherfucking. Okay, so I was telling you earlier. Alright, so the other day I went to work. Alright. I gotta go to work. I gotta leave Pontiac by 5 to be there on time. I gotta be there by 5:30. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go to work. I work all day. I get off work. I wanna say maybe like 2 o'clock. So, I gotta go to my other job about 5:30. So, I get a little downtime from 2 to 5:30, right? I don't do nothing this whole time but smoke. Like, I got off work, I had a little piece of something in the car. I smoked that shit while I was on the way to the crib. I get to the crib, I smoke again. Well, I had pulled up on Dougie, actually. I pulled up on Dougie. I had smoked with that nigga. And then, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, until I got to go to work, I'm just pulling up on people and we smoking. So, I get to work. I work, do my whole shift, you know what I'm saying? Moving boxes and shit. I get off work. Now, I'm driving home. I'm almost home. And I guess I must have, like, nodded out for, like, half or 2 seconds or some shit. Because I had, like, started swerving in the next lane. And I kind of sideswiped this lady with. So I'm like, damn, almost nut shit. So I pull over, you know what I'm saying? So we can, you know what I'm saying, handle the situation and all of the, you know what I'm saying, formalities, because I'm obviously at fault. The bitch speed off. Like, sped off, like she stole some shit type situation. I'm like, damn.
Maybe she be.
That's crazy. So I take my ass to the crib. I look at the whip on the side of my whip. Like, luckily they start making cars with them breakaway mirrors. Because if it wasn't for them breakaway mirrors, I would have been fucked up. Because my shit just, you know what I'm saying, it just folded closed a little bit. I ain't had no damage to my shit at all. And I don't know if she did either. Her car was white. So, that shit's wild. And then today, I had hit another car. So, I think maybe as I'm aging, like, I'm becoming a bad driver.
I mean, I used to
say... Either that, or I need to stop getting high driving.
Yeah, that could be a problem, too, but...
Probably the first one, though.
I used to say that Mexicans drive like they in a who can drive crazier contest.
I feel like maybe I was in that bitch the other day until Shorty sped off.
I swear to God.
I was really ready to take the L.
We gotta have... We gonna have to... We need to find... You said Nutty could do it, right? Possibly. Come on, if you listen to this shit, hey man, I got an idea for you, and I'm about to give it to you right now. So this nigga Dwight has been around for a lot of the wild stories that I tell. A lot of these stories people don't really want to believe because they really far fetched, but they happen exactly how we say they happen. And I want to bring some of these. I want to make them, you know, bring them somehow, some way, right? I forgot where I was going with this too. Oh no, he's been around for just a lot of this wild shit. So, if anybody ever doubted, you can ask Dwight, because I know y'all believe him. So, but just something like the when I be driving, like something like the, look, I get the crazy. I used to get like the absolute wildest drivers around me, dog. I promise you, it's like you would see like the crazy, like some of this shit you would never. I remember I was coming up Martin Luther King. I was staying in Countryside at the time. This is when all the wild shit was going on in Pontiac, and the Latin Kings was supposedly here.
The Latin Kings, Sir 13 and shit.
Oh, them here. But I don't know about the Latin Kings, but yeah, the mother makes me. You know that movie Gran Torino?
Yeah.
That's about that here? About the it's like Hmong gangsters and that shit? No. Man, I know a girl who child father got killed in the drive-by by, allegedly got killed in the drive-by by some people. It may look like those people in that movie.
Shout out to all my essays.
But, yeah, while that wild shit was going on in Pontiac, and I was coming to Martin Luther King, and, like, you know, if you're driving or whatever, you could just, anywhere you at, you could just feel somebody staring at you.
Yeah.
But I'm driving, so it's weird. And it's always kind of weird, like, at Martin Luther King, this is before they widened it, too. So it was, you know, it was kind of weird. I'm trying to pay attention to cuz, so I happen to look over. Swear to God on my life, it's a Latin fellow in a rendezvous with a shattered windshield. I look over and I swear it's like he locked eyes with me. He started doing some shit like this and like went off the ramp, like went onto the ramp. Yeah. And I did all that shit like anybody could see me, but like he did like a almost like a Tony Yayo move, but like. Like scrunching his hands instead
he
of
got the waving. Banging on you.
But I don't, like, that's not a gang sign. I don't know what the fuck that is, but.
Because you ain't gang gang.
And all I could think gang, about was, how you driving with that windshield?
You wouldn't go have to worry about that shit if you would have threw some shit back out the window.
I did. I was like, nigga. And he was like,
yeah.
All right. Safe passage, brother.
On the gang. On the dead lows.
Safe passage, brother.
Hell no. Now, I'm usually a good driver, though. I don't know, like, what I've been on the last couple of weeks, though. I'm going to get my life together shortly. And stop bumping into people's cars. Because everybody will speed off.
Yeah.
If it would have been the other way around, if she would have swerved in my lane, I would have chased that bitch. Like, bitch, I'm going wherever you're going. But it wasn't the other way around, so, you know, when she decided she had to get the fuck out of there, I decided I'd be it too.
I mean, you know.
Shout out to you, though.
He
got sickle cell.
Maybe.
What else you got, G?
Did we talk about everything you had?
I don't know. We ain't talk about Wendy Williams cussed her ass.
Let's talk about Wendy Williams cussed her ass then.
She be looking so crazy in the little tabloid pictures I seen her in the little magazine at the store. They was trying to say, her son be riding for her. Like, nigga, you know how many sons in a row for they cussed her mama?
I mean,
it's his mama. Like, what you mean? Like, he not with her because she Wendy. He with her because his mom. Even if she a custom. I just think it's ironic that she make a living off of talking shit about people.
Yeah, telling people business.
What she going through. About people's husbands cheating and all the side chicks and all of this and that. And now you going through it and your life is in shambles. And you look crazy every step of the way.
Yeah.
It's crazy how shit work out. I wonder if when she come back, she'll come back a more humble version of herself.
No, it's not going to be.
Probably not. She'll come back.
Maybe for like, you know, for a little while. But it's going to be that first big story that's going to bring her right back out of there. And she's going to say something like, y'all know I couldn't stay down for too long.
That's her voice. Like
that.
That's her voice.
Yes.
That shit sound like some Sesame Street shit.
She look like some old Sesame Street.
Facts. Big Bird as fuck.
What's her name? Wendy Williams? I'm finna try and make somebody snuff a lufficus with it.
I don't know how.
Yeah, I can't. So I didn't. Shout out to Lawrence Tech, cuz I went and did the Beats and Brews podcast, Beats and Brews and Points of View. Check that shit out there on SoundCloud. Everything spelled how it sounds. I did their podcast earlier this week. They shit dope, man. Like, they got a whole, like, they, it's like some people, or they, it's like a guy owns a studio in Plymouth. He let students from Lawrence Tech, you know, come through and, you know, do they thing. So that's where they shoot their podcast at, and, you know, whatever. That shit dope as hell, cuz. Man, wake up.
That shit. You got pick?
I do.
I had a pick last week, but I never saved the pick because I don't know. I really ain't even got no good reason why I don't save it.
I got a not pick too.
A not pick?
I seen this shit on Tidal. And, you know, I fuck with Bun B heavy. So I'm like, let me listen to this shit. Nigga, I don't know what the fuck this is.
Bun B.
I'm going to play
it. Is it actually Bun B, though?
You tell me. Kentucky could be. I don't even know what the like. I just gave this nigga two streams.
I tell you, what he won't get is a third one. Not from this podcast.
So my pick, man, I just want to say something. Okay. I've been listening to like just different little, I got to listen to an album and let it play, and then now on Tidal, they got a thing where after the album, it just go into the artist's radio.
Yeah.
So, I forgot what the fuck I was listening to. But it was playing all this shit, man. And it came across like a bunch of Pusha T shit. And, of course, I'm an advocate of he been talking to Drake for a while. Of course, I think Drake been talking to him, too. Because Drake said something like, it was some song I heard recently, because it was on the same playlist. He said something like, I don't see you or where you at or something like that. And he might not be talking to him, but you know how I like to put shit together. You know, on the song, on the intro to, what's it, the If You Know, You Know, he say, I'm hiding where you can see me. Right, my skybox is right next to Riri. So maybe I'm reaching, but I like to think that they was, you know, to each other. But fast forward or whatever, my pick is was on this playlist. Good Man is DJ Khaled's song, but it's Pusha T and Jada Kiss.
Go. Who's that T or what?
Why are all her songs so short?
The shit that she been dropping, they been full length.
Maybe I missed
it. The only ones that's short is the Wack World shit.
What other shit she got?
That's like the only, I guess, project that she got that's on streaming anyway. I done heard, but everything else just like loose singles. Okay. But they are full length. I guess she gotta be coming up on a project or something, cause she's doing a lot of like promo and shit like that. I can't find it. Tierra Marie.
I used to like Tierra Marie too.
How did she become so lame?
TV.
T TV ain't make her lame. It just put the camera on her being lame.
And she started being lame for TV. Mm-hmm. Was it her who like threw up and threw it on somebody?
She was like, I don't know if that type of shit get shit smacked out of you. Don't be doing that to people.
Like, listen, we gotta go. Yo. I can't let you, you know what I'm saying, leave here and tell people this that you threw up on me.
Not just you threw up on me, you threw up and then threw it on me. That's a big difference. But this is unemployed by Tierra Whack. Not my shit, don't want to play.
I must be a criminal. Yo. Keep it talking minimal. Cause most of it's subliminal. Yo. And it'll put you in a critical. Yo, yo. Used to be invisible. Yo. They would refer to me as mythical. Sipping on mystic and yeah, I sip it slow. Yo. Not on my level, not on your tippy toes. Yo. Walking the bank and I yell, give me those. Hot as a stove, yeah, I'm wearing Fendi clothes. Yo. I'm on my spot, yeah, look at Winnie knows. My niggas eating, they getting minerals. Yo. If you go shots, you know my mineral. Up with your block, now you looking pitiful. Ten of the windows, I need a minute, yo. I leave your missus all mad and miserable. Go. You picked the wrong time to pick a fight. Your bitch a dyke, she thinks she Ike. You sipping on a drink, a spike. Enough for you to say tonight. For the rest of your life. I know your sons won't miss you. I did a favor for them niggas. Took a loss to a winner. Rick Ross, you been dinner. You ain't fly, I make your wings stop. I'm real as fuck and your ring's not. Fresh as hell like a king socks. Your real car is a slingshot. Don't need a gun, I use a slingshot. If I was a beverage, you would have to drink hot. Gotta drive, I gotta do. Yo. I get down and dirty too. Yo. What it is, what it do. Yo. Same shit, nothing new. Gotta drive, gotta do. Yo. I get down and dirty too. Yo. What it is, what it do. Yo. Same shit, nothing new. Gotta drive, gotta do. Yo. I get down and dirty too. Yo. What it is, what it do. Yo. Same shit, nothing new. Gotta drive, gotta do. Yo. I get down and dirty too. Yo. What it is, what it do. Yo. Same shit, nothing new. Having flashbacks, where your past at? Where the cash at? Ayo, past that. I will stab back, just for bags, racks. Run on me and I'll punch your ass flat. Are you okay? Please don't ask that. I don't act black, got a fat cat. You a rat, rat-a-tat-tat-tat-a-tat-tat. Tattoos, but you can't see them. Ice cold, yeah, I'm going skiing. I get around at the Coliseum. Used to roam around with no pot to pee and I was pissed off. Get away with murder like Kristoff. You get crisscrossed in a big loft. I'm a big boss. So much sauce, I drip broth. The wait is over, I'm taking over. You're overweight, you ate a soda. I'm super sober, you're doing coke. Coca-Cola, ahead of you, like a closure. When Troy died, I had to find some closure. Don't push me, bitch, I am not a stroller. Pop on a nigga like bread and toast. A double D cup, you should use a coaster. I'm on the post and need a Della Coaster. So I shop it over, blue faces. And I call them growers, but a pecan rover. I'm that older, wanna be like me when I get older. Talk to God, then he came over. Talk to God, then he came over. Gotta drive, I gotta do. I get down to dirty too. What it is, what it do. Same shit, nothing new. Gotta drive, gotta do. I get down to dirty too. What it is, what it do. Same shit, nothing new. Gotta drive, I gotta do. I get down to dirty too. What it is, what it do. Same shit, nothing new. Gotta drive, I gotta do. I get down to dirty too. What it is, what it do. Same shit, nothing new.
Why not? Tiana, bust down, Tatiana. I wanna see you bust down. Pick it up, now break that shit down. Break it down, speed it up. That's so hilarious. All of these videos have been hilarious, by the way.
Blueface, that nigga funny.
Oh, this is about to get real disrespectful in this motherfucker. Whatever you be saying, that shit hilarious.
That's how you know shit about to get real. Have you heard that new Lex shit, that 123?
Lex?
Yeah.
I listened to that album. Just the weather been nice. I'm running. I wish that...
I dropped that 123 at the party the other day. That shit turned into full shenanigan mode.
I wish that more of the songs... Well, I wish I had more songs that sound like the first two songs. Especially the first song. I really liked it.
What's the first song?
Hoes. That's my favorite joint. That sound like some, you know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit I like to ride around to sometimes. I'm riding around listening to a lot of Project Pat this week, too.
I think he's got a whole project that he was supposed to drop in November that he ain't dropped.
So, look, man. You're the only one I feel like I can get this done.
Okay.
Three songs, man. Three songs. Flores and Cuckoo.
Did I play you my intro?
Nope.
I don't play you my intro.
You want to rap on it?
Nah, the intro's done. Well, I'm gonna redo it, but
I mean,
I mean, I'm not saying you can't get on the album. I'm just saying not the intro.
Everybody gonna probably be like, but why you ain't just let him rap on it?
Because I got a line in there that would be like, this is my sober mind with no feature. So if I put your feature on there,
then but I'm everybody else raps. Gonna want to be like, so what? Let Torrance be on it because we want to hear him now.
I got another song on there called All Cap that it might be some room on there.
Yeah, for you had said that. You had said that one before. You know. But I don't know, man. I just, you know, I feel like, you know, just the people might be telling you that when it, you know, when it come out. So, you know, you can just get ahead of
this the punch. This dude told me the other day that he was scared to rap because, well, he was scared to rap for me.
Why?
I don't know. Motherfuckers think I'm somebody.
I'm starting to, I don't, see, that's going to sound crazy to say I don't think I'm somebody. I don't think I'm anybody to be nervous around or anything.
Yeah, like I'm not saying I ain't nobody. I'm just saying, like, bro, you can rap. Like, if you rap, nigga, let me hear you rap. If that shit whack, I'm going to tell you it's whack. If it's not, then we can talk about it.
Like, I had somebody tell me, like, they want to come on, like, they want to be on, you know, something we doing.
I'd be, but
pull like, up. I don't know, man. Y'all know, you know, bro, we don't doing do this. But, like, man, look, this is my first time doing any of this shit.
We don't do nothing but sit here and talk shit. And that's it. Oh, man, help. If you could sit and talk shit, then you got time. You could be on the podcast for the most part.
I mean, any of this, like, oh, man, look. It's, we always knew at it sometime. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out to Clay for letting me, you know what I'm saying, get good or get used to it. Shooting, kicking it with Clay. I wish, I don't think it's coming back, but I wish that it would come back because I'm good now. Like, I'm cold now. Yeah. Wait till y'all see this on social shit. You're going to be like, okay.
I think it'll probably come back maybe in the summertime.
I don't know. We'll see.
Or once the weather breaks. It's hard to get shit done when it's all fucked up outside. It'll make you like not even
easier,
want to do shit.
It's easier because, you know what I'm saying, you ain't got, like, in the wintertime is like when you don't really do nothing.
No, but it's like, I get what you're saying. As far as like you don't have a lot of shit on your plate to do, like you ain't a lot of options, but at the same time.
I'm saying like, nigga, I'm just saying like just in general from anybody, you know what I'm saying? Not just, you know, kicking it with Clay, but.
But you gotta, you dealing with the weather though. That's what, like the weather make you not even want to fuck
around.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know, it's, you can find some, we found days to do shit.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it's, I understand why motherfuckers don't be wanting to do shit.
And in the summertime, I mean, yeah, but it's, I feel like it'd be easier.
And it get dark all early.
That's what I mean, because, you know, we inside, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you just be inside, you know, more, but whatever. But I'm I feel like I'm good. I'm still getting better.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But yeah, but just don't be nervous to come on nothing to be doing, man. Come on.
I think I want to start back doing FG Radio the way we used to do it.
Well,
just because I want to start back doing interviews.
Well,
I don't want to say start back because I've been doing interviews, but we just stopped recording them.
I think I'm about to.
I still do just as many interviews. I just don't
turn these little combos into something. Me and Shane had an idea for the pour up, but you know, Shane. You know, Shane be Shining. So.
Moosin.
Yeah. So I think it'll probably be me, you know. First guess, maybe YTB niggas, you know.
Dude.
Shout out to Kane. Shout
I definitely got a link with Kane. I want to get Kane on this project for sure.
Me and Myra supposed to be, he supposed to be coming for the us shit tomorrow.
I was supposed to be doing a song with Myra too, but we just ain't never linked up. Schedules just be so crazy these days.
The best battle I've ever seen in my entire life was Mac Myron versus Binks Vader. And this nigga Binks probably my favorite battle rapper. This he rap because he rapped like a boxer from the. From the whenever they did like this, the 30s,
40s.
Come on, yeah, you see? Like, he, man, that junk was so funny, dog. He kept calling him Myron and all that other shit.
That nigga said, you's a hoe, no Thundercat. This nigga. Ooh, that battle was funny. Hell yeah. That nigga, man, that shit. I'm slide up on him and clap like the Thriller dance. Yeah, I remember that shit.
I don't remember the lines, but yeah.
I remember that shit.
Shout out to everybody, man. Who was mentioned? And who ain't mentioned?
Yeah, if Myra slide on you tomorrow, I'm going to slide on Myra.
Word. Maybe shoot. You gotta go see us though, so you can be a part of it.
Yeah, I'm if well, I maybe if not, I can wake up in the morning, if I can wake up in the morning, I'm gonna go see. You know what I'm saying? I don't like being in the movies when there's a whole gang of motherfuckers in there. You know, niggas don't really. Yeah.
I mean, well, look, if you go to the where you gonna go? Because I go to the Imagine now, and nigga, even if it's crowded, it's not really crowded because you got space. But this is the head.
I just be going to when I go in the morning. I just go to up to the Star Great Lakes with AMC.
Just dirty.
It do be dirty, but it be empty in the morning time. So I just go up there for it's convenient though.
59.
Great Lakes.
59. I take 75 to get to Great Lakes anyway, but 59.
Yeah, it is much faster. I be taking when I go to OU on Fridays to do the show. I always take 75 to get there. Just because I don't want to drive up University, like I just.
I would take 59 anyway.
I just got my car fixed, so I'm just trying to keep it fixed. I'm not trying to fuck around on University. That shit is a death trap.
Oh, dude. You
can't do it.
Shout out to Showtime. Showtime this whole time. I want to look
up. So you be watching The Shot now?
No.
Catch up on The Shot. Catch up on The Shot.
I ain't got no time for him.
You do.
I don't.
You do.
Shout out to Stoner Social. I have no time for nothing.
Put it on while you editing the Stoner Social.
Then it's gonna be pointless because I gotta pay attention to the edit. Nah,
it's not one of them shows where you gotta
misspell bombshell lashes before. I was high as hell too though, but
shout out to it ain't something you gotta be just glued to the TV. Man, you know what I'm saying, to be able to follow. And I'm off the mall of this time. I don't know. That's what I'm saying, Kat. I think Rossi is fully domestic now.
That's good.
Cause shit, like she been staying with Layla like the last week. I don't think she went in the house one time.
That's good. We talked about Cardi B already, right? What else? We talked about anything for
the night? Talked about Cardi raping.
She ain't raping nobody.
Debatable. It depends on how you define it.
I find what things people get upset about weird now.
People fake care about this.
No, it's just like you ever see somebody just getting upset at something, like then you start to judge them a little bit. Like, why are you upset about that?
Yeah, like why do you even care about this?
So like when people have a different take on this shit, I understand it's all opinion and we all have different opinions. But I just be like, man, what the hell? Like, man, you kind of wilding right now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but what I can say is if the shoe is on the other foot, niggas would be going way. Everybody across the board would be going crazy. And that's just another example that shows you that nobody don't really give a fuck about niggas like that.
Joe Budden said that everybody is allowed something. I forget, except for the black man. But it was basically what you just said. Like, everybody can.
Nobody gives a fuck about the dude. Not even just, I can't even say like black men. Like, niggas, people don't care about
what men. But let's be honest. That's the reason why this ain't going to turn into nothing, because of who her victims were, if you want to call them victims.
True enough.
You know what I'm saying? If it was, you know, white people, or she said she was doing it in Manhattan, maybe I still don't think it's going to turn into much, but it'll be much bigger than it is now.
Yeah, motherfucker's not canceling Cardi. Like,
I don't. Can't do it. Shut up, anyway.
All white people like Cardi, so you can't. You're not canceling Cardi.
You heard they saying that she stole that Okara from somebody.
You can have it back, okay? What? You want some credit?
Here's the thing, right?
Is Cardi making money off of that?
Alright, so like, this is something else I heard from the Joe Budden podcast. It said that. But no, somebody said that at work too, that she tried to patent it or tried to something it, like copyright it, and somebody had already done it.
Hey, gotta be quicker than that.
And but no, it was from like an old commercial or something, which is understandable because if it's some shit like the Eagles Barbershop, like we sing that as a, you know, to be funny. So I might be making a joke about Quincy and put his name, so you know, just make the song about the joke about Quincy.
Yeah.
And let's just say somehow, some way that shit become viral or whatever. Somebody might say I stole it. I didn't really steal it. Yeah, that's just how it's done. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I could get it. If that's like some shit from where they from, like if it was a commercial from their hood.
Yeah.
You know, and they was saying, oh, you know, they was doing that.
It's like a neighborhood thing. Yeah. Except the neighborhood is Instagram now.
Yeah, basically.
I get it. The internet is like one of them things, like it's the greatest worst thing we ever got.
It lets you know that we ain't different at all.
No, especially when they get to doing them growing up black type thing, you realize you just realize we all had the same experience and it was all fucked up. Shorty decent as hell.
She a white people though. Damn, man. But still woke. You know what I'm saying?
March Madness.
She might do Percocet. Adderall.
I mean, she's in college. She probably pop an Addy now and then.
Don't. No. You about to talk about that.
I don't pop Addies.
I don't either, but.
Stay woke.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
let's see. Anything ain't on that? Jay-Z got his shit inducted into the something. Congress, Library of Congress. The Blueprint, my favorite rap album of all time.
Favorite rap album of all time. Is that my favorite of all time?
It's mine.
I don't know if it's my favorite. I think I'm good with DMX and then there was X. His favorite rap album.
And then there was X?
That's my favorite one.
Okay.
My favorite one.
And then there was X?
Here we go again?
No, that's my shit. I bought that. I bought that when CDs was like $17. I had that CD. But no, that came later. It might be like $13.99. But
I don't know how much it cost. I got.
I remember that shit.
Got it from my uncle. Kept that bitch for like 4 years, and then I gave it back because I had LimeWire. So I don't need your CD anymore, sir. And I had ripped it to the computer already, so.
Yeah.
Once you rip it, you don't need it no more.
The internet is truly the greatest place of all time.
It's the greatest worst thing we ever got.
And before you ask, yes. Right? Okay. I was at work today, and, like, I got the point of a credit card.
Okay. So?
Like, think about it, right? RIP to Georgia's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or not, because I, like, a lot of people, I don't know.
And what happened to Georgia's?
Like, I don't know. I don't fucking know. But anyway,
crazy.
Oh no. Shout out to, I work with I think she's Albanian. She's something. Bulk, she's something. And like her people, her family members own like different stores and shit, you know, so they, you know, them type of right. investors, I guess you'd call.
Investors.
And they said that, they got sued. And they had to close down because they was going under the name Al George's. And that's like a franchise.
So why didn't they just change the name?
I don't know.
What if his name is Al George though?
But I don't, and that's, who the fuck knows? This could be a lie. Sometimes it was like George Felice's, honestly, but I don't know. Maybe she didn't, maybe it was another George's that she knew about.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
That boy good.
That was my nigga Thanos, a.k.a. Zion.
That's what they should pay him for.
Yeah. But, what was he talking about?
George.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, like, you know, back in the old time days, you know, you can get shit on credit, and it was like an official thing. You know, you like run up a tab or, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It'd be actually on the books, like at the store, they'd have your name in the pad or whatever.
Right.
For however much. You can come back and pay it at, you know, whatever.
Right.
So, instead, it became, you know, you can, like, think about it, you know what I'm saying? I seen somebody, and this all became off somebody's post on Facebook about no more credit to people. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what they were speaking about, but I can imagine. But saying they're not giving people no credit, no room. So I guess that it all became from then, like, and you built your credit on how you paid people back.
Right.
And so I guess it became international. So let's say if, you know, you was in Michigan, but you end up in Kentucky, mm-hmm. and you needed something, but you didn't have the money, of course, but you are good for it in Michigan.
Right.
And you'll also be good for it in Kentucky. So I have a card saying just how good my name is with this credit shit. Right. Here you go, my brother. Let me get this Kentucky fried chicken so I can go back to Michigan.
Okay.
So, yeah. No, I am now, but I wouldn't have worked when I thought about it.
But what made you think about it? Like, what was your...
I don't even know. Somebody said something about a credit card. Oh, because we were talking about credit cards, and I'm talking about how scared I am of credit cards. Because I know I'll fuck everything up with that.
I never had a credit card, but you can imagine the bad decisions I would make with
it. Well, I had a city card, and I bought two fitties with it. And then what? I paid the bitches off because I was scared of that motherfucker. Because it was just...
I paid the bitches off.
Like, I was still saying my mom. It was like... But this is back in the day, so fitties was like $22, so... It was like 48 something, like 40 whatever something. I've gotten from Mr. Allen. And I remember I went home, I told my mom about it, and I think I cut it in half before I paid it off. Cause I started thinking about shit.
Just started thinking about
it. Cause I bought them two fitties. Cause I was only supposed to go buy one fitty to go to the Northern Central game.
But you bought two.
And it was like two for something, like two for 40 maybe, or two for 45 or something. Said,
fuck it, I got this credit
card. Yeah, I was like,
I'll just swipe.
And then I was like, man, I do kind of need a new shirt. I was like, man, I used to work at AJ Wright. I was like, I could get it on discount. I was like, man, take my, because I was about to run late trying to go get this shirt. Like, man, I'm just going home. Fuck this shit. And then I cut that bitch in half because I seen it coming. So
I mean, I guess as long as you paid it off. You know,
yeah, that was eons ago.
I don't know. That credit shit weird. I've been applying for these apartments. And my shit just get lower and lower. Every goddamn time these niggas run my shit. And I get a notification every time somebody run it. Then I get another notification. They be like, there's been an update in your credit report. Oh. I be like, god damn. Leave me alone. But, I mean, I guess they gotta run that shit to figure out my shit. But, you know, they hurting me in the process.
I also want to report. No, I'm not. Cause like you ever know, like it's like the, it's a typical shamble. I could just dip my
just toes a typical in shamble
right. You know what I'm saying, right now. But I'm tired of that, so I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah,
at least not this time.
I'm trying to get rid of all my shambles. I got a whole pocket full of them joints. I'm trying to get rid of them one by one.
Good
easier
luck, brother. It is.
Easier said than done. But fuck it. You know? Shamble life.
It's hard life, man. Somebody got a song and it say, Lex. He said, karma kicking your ass. Something in the, you know, you get run into a hard life. What did he say on that, in that line? I was like, damn, is that what's happening to me? Karma kicking my ass. But life ain't really that hard.
I can't put this on karma.
Everything I do, I'd be knowing it. I put it on myself.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's the show, guys. fuck with us next week. We're going to be on time next week. I just ran into some shit this week. The last 2 weeks has been my fault that the show didn't go as it should have. But next week, we're going to be on time. Yeah, that's all I got. At DJ @Kobe, Twitter and Snapchat. I'm trying to be more active on Instagram. The more y'all fuck with me on there, the more I'ma be on there. But I don't know. It's weird to just, I'd rather just.
Hey, I'm getting love on Instagram.
Put the eyes under your pictures and slide.
I don't even do that no more. I'm getting love on Snapchat.
I'm super thirsty in the in the comments.
No, I can't in the comment.
That shit be funny. What it is, a lot of people know I just be playing, but then I guess it'd be some people who be think.
I had to.
Cause I think it's obvious when I be playing, but I guess to some people it's not.
It's obvious to you, but people just want to be stupid.
Yeah, motherfucker stupid. But shit, fuck it. That shit's still fun to me. And then once it's not fun, I'm going to untag myself, and then I ain't going to know nothing about what's going on. All
right.
You got to tell them your shit, huh?
Oh, yeah. follow myself, LL Cool Torrent. Follow WTMA Podcast. Follow or search and subscribe to WTMN TV on YouTube. Check out that Stoner Social coming on Chung Ting. Catch us at Hash Bash, maybe.
When is Hash Bash?
I think it's 420.
Why do they move? They
They moved.
I don't know. I don't know nothing about hash bags.
Hash bash is usually like.
Well, Google it. See when
it's usually like. It's usually like maybe I want to say 2 weeks before 420.
I wish we could just like already have something there that we could just go and set up. Cause I don't really game with all that. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's gonna actually be like the weather is gonna be decent this year.
Oh, I can't go to. That's in Ann Arbor, nigga. What? That's like, well, you'll get this reference when you see the movie. I can't go back there.
What happened to you in Ann Arbor? Maybe this episode can be a little longer.
No, we just the party like hard up there.
Nah, that should be chill for real. But I say the weather is gonna be decent this year because like the first 2 years I went, it was raining, like cold as fuck and raining. And then last year when we went, it was snowing, but it wasn't like super cold, but it was still snowing. So this year it's looking like it's gonna be decent. I'm trying to look up this. As soon as you type in HA, that shit come up. That's how I know that these phones is the feds, because I haven't searched this at all. It is.
Cuz. Somebody at work. Hold on. Help me think. Cuz. Somebody at work talked about a very specific brand name. I can't think of that shit right now.
Okay.
A very, very, very specific brand name. And the thing, I can't remember the item right now. It's going to come up one of these goddamn times. And I swear to God, my life.
I don't mean to cut you off, but it said the Ann Arbor Hash Bash Festival was always on the first Saturday of April. So okay. It's on the 6th.
Oh, well, I was wrong. But, what was I saying? I forgot.
He was telling a story.
About? Thanks for helping me forget.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm trying to be better. You say you was at work.
I forgot now.
You were, as soon as you hit the record button to stop it, you're going to be like, oh, shit, I remember.
Probably.
All right, well, talk to you guys next week.